Okay, Felicia.
The bitches anxiety, cars robotic, we go retarded. Hop in the foreign, don't need the top. When I get home, I need the top. Louis Vuitton when I leave the house. She got an ass and I grease her mouth. She wanna twerk when I leave the house. Gucci that belt and I'll leave it out. Yeah, I got standards. Diamond Nair, Flanders. Kool-Aid jammer. Cookie pack on camera. Yeah, yeah. I got standards. Diamond Nair, Flanders. Kool-Aid jammer. Cookie pack on camera. Yeah, she wanna twerk on my chain. Getting that brain, swerving your lane. I felt the knock off a bonnet. I had to get it. I want it.
Episode 3, here we are. Got a lot to talk about today. Well, kind of, we'll see. I always think that I have a lot to talk about, and then I can't really talk for as long as I think I'm going to. But nevertheless, here we are. Yeah, last week's episode was interesting. I got interrupted like twice. And I lost the first half for a bit, but then I found it again somehow and was able to get the whole episode together again, so that was good. Hopefully we won't have any issues this week. I don't think we will. Yeah, let's jump into it, I guess. I'm still so fucking awkward at these, but one thing I want to talk about was these sneakers I bought. You know, growing up, we never really had money to spend on expensive clothes, and, you know, we would always shop in the sale sections and shit. So clothes was something that we could never really splurge on, and as a result, I didn't really care about clothes. I still don't really care. You know, I'm just now starting to, now that I have my own money and I have some savings, I've been starting to buy more shit that I actually like and not just shit that's cheap. But anyway, I saw these shoes on Instagram a while back. They're the Air Max 97 Sean Wotherspoons. And, you know, I think they're a beautiful shoe. They're really colorful. I like color. I like wearing colorful shit. And yeah, I saw them and I I guess fell in love with them, as cheesy as that sounds. But yeah, I really wanted a pair. When they first released, I wasn't able to get a pair. They sold out like immediately. But I looked around for a couple weeks and found a pair my size on some random website. So I ordered a pair, got them for retail price, which is nice. I didn't have to, you know, get them for like 500, 600 bucks, which is what a lot of them are going for now. But, you know, I was a little nervous that they were going to be fake or something because I got them off some random website. But, you know, I ordered them, waited a couple weeks, and they got here, and I mean, they looked great. But, you know, and at first I didn't even think about them being fake. Like, that wasn't on my mind. Like, I saw them and, you know, they looked legit. I don't know, I can't really tell when something's fake immediately, but I was, you know, about to go to sleep that night, and I was like, I was just about to go to sleep. Like, I could feel my brain shutting off, and I was going to sleep, and then I just panicked, and I was like, what if those fucking shoes are fake, man? I have to check if these are fake. So I, you know, popped up, opened up my laptop, and put in, you know, Google searched fake Wotherspoon shoes, and I took out my pair. And I was examining them super closely, looking at the pictures of the fake shoes and comparing them to the real shoes. And they were real. I checked like 4-5 different sites. Like, I fucking spent way too long making sure that they were real. But they were real. Thank goodness. I was pretty scared they're going to be fake. But Yeah, they're not. So there's that. I have my first real pair of shoes that I really, really wanted. And it feels awesome, man. I've gotten some compliments on them from like other sneakerheads. Yeah, I like them. I fucking love wearing them. I look down at my feet, I get happy. Get a little butterflies in my stomach, you know. I like them. That's what fucking matters, you know. So yeah, there's that. As you all probably remember, last week, or the last episode rather, which I guess is the same thing. But anyway, I talked about the road trip that I went on. I think it was the day after, or 2 days after that road trip, I was gonna go out with a friend. I don't remember what we did. I think we were just gonna like hang out. Yeah, whatever. We were driving around, and you know, after a road trip, you're mostly driving in a straight line, you know, for hours. So I was kind of used to doing that. And I was driving that day with my friend. And I almost got in my first car crash. I've never been in a car crash. I'm a super, super cautious driver. It's probably really annoying for other people to be in the car with me because I follow the speed limit like a fucking loser. I guess, I don't know. But yeah, I'm really cautious. I always use my turn signals. I'm kind of a paranoid driver. I'm always nervous, on edge. I don't want to fucking hit anyone. But I don't know, I was just used to driving straight for so long that I didn't really, it was at a turn, and I didn't even pay attention to the turn. The light was, you know, it was that yellow arrow, but I didn't even look out for other cars, and it was scary. Like, we both, you know, I swerved right, the other person I almost hit swerved left. If one of us hadn't swerved, we would have crashed for sure. But yeah, I lucked out. That shit was scary. But yeah, I don't know, I don't have much else to say. It was like, I was so distracted, I didn't even get scared. Like, my heartbeat didn't raise at all. Like, I just, you know, my friend was like, watch out or something, I don't know. She, you know, she screamed, and I fucking swerved. But I didn't get scared at all, man. Like, I kept going business as usual. I was not nervous at all. It was weird. But yeah. I think I've talked about how I'm not really working right now. I sort of have that job at the university. It's a research project, so we don't really have a set schedule. So I'm not making money, really, which is nerve-wracking. Can't be spending money on dumb shit like shoes. But so because I don't have a job, I finally started to really panic about it after the road trip, and after seeing how much money I really spent on the road trip. So I thought about, I started looking at, you know, jobs. I used to work at Target. I worked there during high school for almost 3 years, like a little over 2.5 years, and stopped when I went away to college. And the Target's like 5 miles from my house, so it's really close. And I went in to apply, and I don't know, there's just something so weird about going back to a place that you used to work at. Like, I don't know, I don't like it. It's a weird feeling. Get kind of bummed out. So yeah, I was back in the store, and they used to have these little stations where you could apply, but they remodeled the whole store. And those computers weren't there anymore. So I couldn't apply in store. And, you know, I asked someone at the front desk if they had them. And she said they didn't. And she gave me some slip or some a flyer. A piece of paper with instructions on how to apply at Target.com. And I started applying. I was applying. I don't know. The fucking process is terrible. Target, if you're listening, anyone from Target that has power over this shit, fix your fucking application website, man. It's terrible. So I gave up mid-application. Partly because it was just frustrating to work with the goddamn website. And partly because I realized and I was thinking about how much I hated working at Target. Dude, it was so draining. I started as a cashier, but all the card attendants kept quitting, so they didn't have any card attendants while I was working there. So they would ask me to be a card attendant, and I eventually became part card attendant, part cashier. And honestly, the card attending job sucked because I was the only card attendant out there. And especially on weekends, it would just get super busy, and the carts would get used like heck, you know? And I would just be running around the whole time, like nonstop. Couldn't catch a break at all. Having to haul like 15 carts at a time. My back still hurts because of that. But I don't know. I like to work hard at whatever the fuck I'm doing. So, you know, I did my best at that. And as shitty as being a card attendant was, like being a cashier was so much worse for me. My head would hurt, man, after an 8-hour cashiering shift. Dude, I feel like I'm an introvert, I think. You know, I don't even know. I think I'm an introvert. If I had to choose, I'm an introvert. So, I don't really like interacting with people too much. So, you know, that's a cashier is not an ideal job for an introvert. Because that's all you do, is interact with people. And it's fucking tiring, man. And on top of it, at Target, you have to like be super nice, like overly nice to the customers. You're not even supposed to call them customers. I forget what you're supposed to call them. It's like visitors or something like that. What was it? It wasn't customer. It wasn't visitor. I don't know. It was like a friendly name, though. I don't know. I can't remember, but either way, you have to be way too nice. Like a fake nice. And you just have to fake smile the whole time. Oh my goodness. It was terrible, man. Like, it was so frustrating. It was exhausting. Like, I would rather do any physical labor job. Like, I've worked construction. I did the card tending. I've been a painter. All of those are physically tiring, but not nearly as mentally exhausting. Like, Target was terrible, man. I couldn't go back. I could not go back. So I didn't apply, and here I am, still sort of jobless, like 70% jobless, you know. But it's all right, you know, I'm trying to do shit. I'm trying to start this community service project, so that'll be interesting. I'm supposed to meet with some friends later today, and we're all going to start organizing it, so that'll be cool. I like running, so I run around my neighborhood a lot, and there's just fucking trash everywhere, man. I hate it. I can't stand it. I don't get why people litter. I mean, I guess I kind of get it, like, they're just too lazy to find a trash can or whatever. I don't know. Jesus Christ, I fucking had a stroke there. But it's so annoying for me to see trash. It's like on my runs in the mornings, I usually, when I'm done running and I'm walking back home, I usually just pick up a bunch of trash. So, you know, I'm not doing shit. Why not try and start a community service project? Give some people an opportunity to clean up, you know, if it annoys them too. Give some people some community service hours. I don't know. I've never done anything like this. So it'll be an interesting endeavor, for sure. But yeah, it'll be something to do. Keep me distracted. It'll help me not feel as lazy as I am being at the moment. I just realized I don't have this one cable connected to my mic, so I hope the mic is recording and not my phone. Yikes. Oh well. I'm in fucking 14 minutes. It's too late. Man, talking is really hard. Like, I wanted to make these at least half an hour. And I have two out, and neither of those have been half an hour long. But it takes practice, I guess. I probably should have recorded some of these and not released them first. Oh, well, no one's listening anyway. Products I'll never use is another thing on my list. I hate ads. Like, when I'm watching YouTube videos and some stupid ad pops up, I hate who has an annoying ad? I'm trying to think of annoying. I can't really think of any right now, but, you know, there's some ads that just annoy the shit out of me and make me want to never use that product again. So I kind of want to start doing that. Maybe I'll compile, like, a list of things that I'll never use because of their ads. And I'll share, like, one or two of them on the podcast. I'm going to start doing that. I don't know. I'm trying to think of one, but I really can't think of anything. Oh, well. I watched Hereditary this weekend. It's a horror movie about, like, a family that's haunted, I suppose. The trailer looked really good. It looked like it was going to be a really scary movie. I was hearing a lot of good things about it. Like, the reviews were really good. I think it's got, like, a 90%... on something. I don't even know. Let me actually check right now. I'm in front of my computer. Why the fuck not? Let's see. Yeah, 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb. So I thought it was going to be a really good horror movie. And I guess it is, obviously, since it has good ratings. To some people, it must be a good movie. I thought it sucked, man. It's the worst movie I've seen in theaters in a while. It's the worst movie I've seen in a while, period. Before this, it was probably Taken 3. Fucking Taken 3 sucked ass. I hate that movie. I was supposed to watch American Sniper with some friends, and one of them decided to get a haircut, like, right before we were supposed to go, so he wasn't done, and then we showed up to the movie theater late. So we decided to watch Taken 3 instead of American Sniper. And I liked American Sniper. I saw it after. But man, Taken 3, it was so bad. But this was fucking almost as bad. It was 2 hours long. And it was just fucking, it was boring. It wasn't scary at all. It was fucked up at parts. I'm not going to spoil anything because it's kind of new. But, I don't know. I wasn't into it. Maybe that's an unpopular opinion, I guess, but I hadn't looked at the reviews before I went to go see it. I was just hearing that it was good, but, you know, after I checked the reviews, I was like, damn, this movie probably has like a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes, like I should have checked, and no, it has a 93, so I don't know. I can't see what people see in that movie. Fucking whack. No one is ever on time. So that friend that I hung out with, that I almost crashed with, she was like 20 minutes late, ready 20 minutes late. Like, no one's ever on time. Like, I don't know. Personally, I pride myself on being on time. I like being on time. I always get to shit early. I'm always on time or early. Like, that's just me. So it just really bothers me. Like, it's a pet peeve when people don't show up to shit on time. And no one does. Like, is that a new thing? Have people always been like that? Like, I'm young, so I don't know. I guess I should ask my parents. Like, that would be a good starting point. But, man, no one's ever on fucking time. I can't remember the last time I was supposed to, like, do something, and the other person showed up at the time that we agreed on. Like, it never happens. It's shocking. Like, my car's having issues, and even the mechanics couldn't be on time. I'm paying them to look at my car and fix it, and even they can't be on time. No one's on time. Shit's ridiculous. I went to church the other day. The goddamn father wasn't on time. What's going on, man? I don't know. Maybe I just need to chill out, relax. Yeah, I don't know. I'm at 20 minutes. I'm just gonna go for however the fuck long I can go, cause otherwise it's gonna be an even worse podcast than it already is. That's so bad. I shouldn't say that about my own shit, but you know, man, I'm cursing a lot. I swore I wasn't gonna curse as much anymore. But I'm cursing a lot. Because I'm just going and going and going. I don't know. Last thing. Oh, no. There's a couple more things on my list. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to talk about all of them. But, okay. So, my senior year of high school, there was this girl in my French class with gigantic titties. Like, enormous boobs. Like, Jesus Christ, man. That's, you know, I'm a teenager. She's sitting, like, directly in front of me. It was so hard to focus in class. Très difficile. I suck at French. I don't know any French because I was busy either looking at them or trying not to look at them and thinking about how hard I was trying to not look at them. Like, it was ridiculous. She was, you know, I think she's a model now. I'm pretty sure she's a model. She's like an Instagram famous chick. That's important, Instagram. Because, well, I don't know. I'll get back to that. But, yeah, she's a gorgeous girl. This light skin, beautiful hair, beautiful color skin, enormous boobs, great body. Like, she's incredible, right? So we're friends on Instagram, and you know how there's Instagram stories. Well, she just basically posts nudes on her Instagram stories, man. It's fucking amazing. Shout out to the internet, dog. Woo. I was like, that's like a dream come true, you know? She's way above my league. I barely even spoke to her in person because she was so goddamn gorgeous, and I was just this awkward kid in high school, even more awkward than I am now. So, you know, there was like no, I never thought I would ever get to see her tits. You know, I would fucking daydream about it and even night dream and shit, but This sounds so bad. But, you know, it's a legit dream come true. I think, to this day, that is my biggest dream come true. Is seeing this girl's enormous, beautiful boobs. It's amazing. Shout out to Instagram. Like, she just, I don't know, she like, she's a model. She has like tons of Instagram followers, and she just posts pictures of her tits on her Instagram story. Like, I was off social media for a while, and I came back, and I just like clicked on her Instagram story, and bam, there's her tits, fucking nipples out. She had this like see-through bra on. God, man, it was glorious. Glorious, I tell you. I don't know. I feel like that's enough of that. And enough of this week. Yeah, I'm fucking, jeez, I'm terrible at this. I hate myself. thank you for listening to this. I'm sorry you stumbled upon this, or maybe not. Maybe you enjoy it for some reason. If you do, let me know. I guess I'm thinking about setting up an email or a Twitter account or something for this podcast. But yeah, maybe I'll. I don't think I'm gonna do that till I get better at it. Cause right now I'm really, really terrible. This is terrible. I don't know why you're listening still, if you are. But yeah, I'll see you next time. When you a boss, don't take a loss, count up a check. Soul plate, never late, go on dates. When you get up, they hate. Diamonds, they drip like a lake. Ali a 10, kick flip an 8, nigga, I skate. Nigga, I got standards. Diamond air, Flanders, ooh, yeah. Kool-Aid jammer, cookie pack on camera, yeah, yeah. I got standards. Diamond air, Flanders, ooh. Camera, cookie pack on camera, ooh, yeah. I got standards, suck on my nuts like planners, ooh, yeah. My bitch is dancer, hop on the dick like a prancer, ooh. Polluted Fanta, flip with a Polaroid camera, ooh, yeah. You talk outlandish, put him in a holy field like a vandal, ooh, yeah. Got a new mansion, new Ralph Lauren, got two ranches. Diamonds is dancing, ice so cold, gotta walk with a panda. Yo, bitch so scandalous, give me that top with no handing, yeah. I got standards, I get the guap. Jealous, I got standards. Take your bitches to Ritz, not no standing. No outlandish. When Frig on the track, oh, you rapper.